An Opera Philadelphia production performed at the Apollo Theater in New York this past spring revolves around an American jazz star. WRTI's Merity Duddleston has more.
With his body laying unclaimed in a New York City morgue, the saxophonist who conceived the bebop sound and changed jazz forever returns in spirit to express himself one last time. The opera Charlie Parker's Yardbird is a shimmering glimpse of a legend's story. Tenor Lawrence Brownlee plays the complex and gifted Parker, first nicknamed Yardbird and later just Bird, as he returns to the New York City Jazz Club named in his honor.
And it's interesting because this is supposed to be when his life ends, and it's the moment as his life ends, and his ghost-like figure coming back into the place that he knew so well.
Composer Daniel Schneider created the opera with Brownlee in mind. He's a tenor with a wealth of experience singing the repertoire of Rossini, Donizetti, Bellini, and Mozart.
But this, I was definitely on board because it's always great to give yourself the chance to grow musically and with something I think is a good story.
And that meant getting artistically close to Parker's external and internal demons, his upbringing in Kansas City, Missouri, the women in his life, his partnership with Dizzy Gillespie, his restlessness.
He never seemed to have the time to sit down and write what he wanted to, and I think it was something that was important to him to get the music that was inside of him out.
Unfulfilled dreams gnawed at Parker, who died at age 34, but the energy of his bebop lives on like a flock of birds set free.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.